Hi. If you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started.
Hi, I'm Laura Lively. I am excited about this topic today, but I will confess this could go a little longer than normal. Recently, Internal Family Systems has advocated for adding another C to the 8 C's of self so that there's a 9th C. And so two of the books that have come out that are suggesting that there's a 9th C, which I'm going to tell you about, is one called Internal Family Systems Therapy for Addictions, Trauma-Informed Compassion-Based Interventions for Substance Abuse, Eating, Gambling, and More by Cece Sykes. Again, that's Internal Family Systems Therapy for Addictions. That's the short title. Internal Family Systems Therapy for Addictions by Cece Sykes. Cece spells her name C-E-C-E. Sykes is S-Y-K-E-S. The second book that came out is called The Pain We Carry, Healing from Complex PTSD for People of Color. And that book is by Natalie Gutierrez. Again, that's The Pain We Carry, Healing from Complex PTSD for People of Color by Natalie Gutierrez. And they, both of these books, have introduced what they consider to be the 9th C of the qualities of self. And that 9th C is choice. And I'm going to share with you a story about where I had no choice and why I can totally see why that adding that choice makes sense to me. So the previous 8 C's were compassion, curiosity, clarity, creativity, calm, confidence, courage, and connectedness. And so I want to talk about a recent event in my life where I was so hijacked by a part, I was so overly blended with the part, I had zero choice. And so it makes total sense to me. It's a great example of being hijacked and having no choice. And I'm sharing it because I want to normalize that we all get overly blended from time to time. This is what we call life. This happens. I've been doing this work for 6 or 7 years now, and I can still get overly blended. So I just want to share that so that you know, hey, this is normal. It happens. And I want to talk about what can happen in the aftermath of a hijack, because in my case, I actually had some growth, and I'll talk through that in a moment. But yeah, let me back up and I'll tell you. The part that hijacked me is a part that I am well aware of. It comes up every 6 to 9 months, roughly. I can remember every time it's come up over the last 20 years. I have never done any work with this part, but I've watched how the system around it has changed. You know, I'm fond of saying it's rarely just one part because parts react to other parts' behavior. And because I've been tracking this system for years, I am very, very familiar with the players in the subsystem. I even use this primary part, the road rage part, to explain IFS to new clients. This part is male. It will hijack me in a heartbeat like it did recently. And historically, after it hijacks me, then other parts jump into the fray. There's a critical part, like my critic's critic, right? Like, what the heck is wrong with you? Are you crazy? I get a super apologetic part. Sorry, 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 sorry. I'm so sorry. Like to whoever's in the car with me, right? When this happens, I have these feelings of shame that come up. Like, what is wrong with me? This is not how I want to show up in the world. So what happened with my dear friend, the road rage part, it jumped up most recently when a guy cut me off in a road construction zone. In a flash, I am chasing this guy down. I am honking. He's like gesturing at me. I am gesturing back. I am furious. I am ready to get, I am screaming. I will get out of this car and I will kill you, right? Like, this is not how I normally behave. I had no choice in the matter whatsoever. The part took over, overblended with me, and I was gone. There was not even a single moment for me to think, oh, is this a good idea? Mm-mm. Or should I do this? Or what are the repercussions if I were to do this thing? No, it was like a flash fire. So I like to joke sometimes, self has left the building. And it's not really that self has left the building, But I had no access. I was completely covered up at that moment by this part. Now, luckily, within about a minute, I had access to self-energy. I apologized to my husband from a place of self-energy, not from a, oh my God, I'm so sorry, 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 I'm so sorry. It wasn't that, which is what it's been previously. And then the next thing I said to him was like, oh, I am so grateful I understand about parts. I am so grateful to know that that was just a part of me that got super activated. And I was, because I started looking around for some of the other usual suspects, the shame, the super apology part, the critic, they didn't show up. None of the critics showed up. I didn't have that super sorry, sorry, sorry happen. I didn't have the shame. I felt no shaming in the system. I did not feel the shame. I did not feel like some part was shaming me. And let me tell you, that's what I call progress. Like I said, I talk about this little subsystem of my parts all the time when I am explaining parts to clients, but I've never really done any work in this system. I've never done any journaling about it. So even though there's been no work done with the road rage part itself, there is healing in this little system. There is more access to self-energy and more trust in self. Otherwise, the critics would have jumped up. And then the part would have felt shamed. The super apologetic part would have jumped up. And so I am now curious about my road rage subsystem, and I'm going to add it to a list of parts that I want to get to know better. So I'm going to ask you, can you think of a time when you've had no choice when a part has completely taken over? What do you think about adding choice as the ninth quality of self? I'd love to hear from you. Drop me a line at laura@lauralively.com. And thank you for joining me today. Until next time, love to you and all of your parts.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session to see how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.